If you take your Bibles and turn to the book of John, chapter 9. I want to thank you as well from myself and from Deanna's family. Many of you have been praying for Deanna. And we thank you so much for that. Got to go by the hospital last night and see her. For those of you who don't know, Deanna is, her family are part of our church from McClavick. We've got to meet them when we got there. Deanna is 17 years old, and she's since 2010, she's been suffering from seizures. And in February, I believe it was the 13th or the 14th, her dad called me. They were here in Edmonton. She was here to have some treatments done, and they were in the hospital at the hotel right across the street from the hospital, and she started having a seizure early in the morning. Could not come out of it. They called 911, got her to the hospital, and within hours she was in ICU in a coma. I was able to fly down the next day and be with the family for about 10 days that time, and then since that time she's had three brain surgeries. It's there in the bulletin. I give a little bit about that as well. But 3 weeks ago, she had this last brain surgery. And praise the Lord, I went by the hospital. We went by the hospital last night, and Deanna said hi. She got to talk to me. I talked to her on the phone Friday night. Dean let me talk to her on the phone. And the Lord has done so much through this young lady in our church and throughout, really throughout the Arctic families, doing so much, thinking about the Lord and thinking about what life is about and all of that. My message today is a purpose of pain, a purpose of pain. I didn't say the purpose because the Lord has many, many purposes for pain that comes into our life. Some of that pain can be physical pain. Some of it can be spiritual pain, emotional pain. But the Lord has a plan and a purpose in our lives as Christians for that. And even for those that are not saved, He has a plan and a purpose in that. And we know the Lord doesn't put that pain in our lives to hurt us, but He allows it. And we know through the book of Job that the Lord allowed him to go through very, very difficult times. Yet he knew he had the faith to get through that. And so when the Lord allows something into your life that you say, how could I don't know how I could handle this. God does. And through faith in Him, we can get through that. Many people, many times people, when they see someone going through pain, many non-spiritual people, think it's judgment. God's judging you. He's sending that in because you've done something wrong. You've sinned. You've done this or that, and God is getting you for that. And that is not the case always. Now, God can do things to judge us if we make sinful decisions and choices. And the consequences, if you will, of those decisions lead us to physical pain. God allows that because He wants us to realize we're accountable for the things that we do. But not all of that, not all pain is that. And God has a purpose through that. God has had a purpose through all of this. Deanna, again, since 2010, she first got sick September 2010. We were actually on our furlough the last time. We were in Florida when I got the call that she was here in Edmonton at the hospital then, and God has done and is doing and will still do so much through all of this. Here in John chapter 9, verse 1 says, Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind. So again, they're assuming that he's blind. He has this physical pain or problem because of sin. And the Lord answered here in verse 3, Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." He said, this is part of God's plan, so I can show people who I am. God may be doing something in your life, allowing something into your life that's difficult to go through. You know, he did not tell us when we put our faith and trust, when we get saved, that life's going to be easy. He did not say that. But he said he'll be with us and he'll give us the strength. And so the things that he allows in there are to show him, point to him. And you know, that's what our lives are for, to glorify God. That's really what our lives are for. We in the flesh, we focus on ourselves and we think about ourselves and we're tempted to be selfish and make those, you know, all of our decisions based on that. But our decisions need to be based on God. You know, I thought about it a little bit this morning even as I was getting ready. And like I said, I'm not used to being in front of a whole lot of people in this heat. You all have a lot of heat here. I know it's not that hot yet, but my flesh didn't want to get up and do this morning. I'll be honest with you. But I know I want to honor God with my life. And that was the temptation of my flesh to say, don't do it. But I said, I'm going to do it because I love God and I know what He wants me to do today. And I know what He wants me to do tomorrow. Just to serve Him and honor Him. And so I prayed this morning that everything you see through our display, our presentation, through the preaching, it's not me. It's God. And you'll see Him through that. God has a purpose of pain that we see here in this passage. And again, God will help us. He'll go through it with us. He told us in Romans chapter 8, He says, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." We know. If we trust God through that, it'll work out for good. He'll get the glory for that, however it comes out. And so I got three reasons here tonight, or this morning, as we look through this chapter in John, that God wants to do through pain in our lives. Let's pray before we continue on. Father God, we just want to praise You and thank You so much for just Your love to us. We thank You so much that You've given us Your Holy Spirit to guide us and to lead us. And Lord, that You have a plan and a purpose for our lives. And Lord, we just pray and thank You for that. Lord, I pray and I ask that You would help me this morning as I communicate the Word of God. I pray, Lord, that You would help me to speak clearly. And Lord, I pray that You would take the Word of God and work in the hearts and lives of those that are here. I pray, Lord, again, that it all bring honor and glory to You. I love You this morning. I thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. This chapter goes on and he goes through and teaches the disciples and works and this blind man's life and gives him sight again. And, you know, not just the disciples saw that, all the others that were around watching, the Pharisees that were always trying to accuse the Lord and catch him, they were watching as well. But the first thing I see through this, what the Lord was wanting to do through pain, is He's wanting to open our hearts to God. He's wanting to open hearts to God. And, you know, when we understand God and we understand His control, His sovereignty and all of that, He's doing all these things to bring us to Him, whether that's to bring someone that's not saved to a point of salvation, to know Him. Many times that is. I'm sure there are people sitting here today that have come to know God through a painful situation in their life, through a death or a sickness, maybe just a physical struggle, some type of difficult situation. Even in my life, the birth of our first son, though there was no problems, there was no complications, there was no anything with that, just the thought of the difficulty of being a parent is what the Lord used to bring me to start seeking Him and to reading the Bible and send a preacher in to share the Word of God with me. But He opens our hearts to give faith to the faithless and increase the faith of the believer. Look down to verse 25. The Pharisees are talking to this man that was blind after he could see now. They're trying to get him to say that Christ was a sinner. He said in verse 25, he answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, whereas I was blind, now I see." He didn't understand everything about God, but he knew God had opened his eyes. Him physically, we spiritually when he comes, when he opens our hearts and when we come to that point. When I got saved, I didn't know everything about God. I knew some wrong things about God. I grew up in a church that didn't teach the truth, didn't teach the Word of God. And so I knew a lot of wrong things about God. But when I got saved, I didn't know. I didn't know all the things that who Christ was and everything about Him. But I knew He'd opened my eyes. I knew He had saved me. I knew He had given me life. He'd opened my heart. Keep your place here. We'll look over at Mark chapter 2. Christ is healing the one with the palsy. He says here in Mark chapter 2, verse 10, he says, "But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I send thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house." He had doubters. There were doubters and those that were questioning him there. And he said, "That you may know that I have the power to do this, to forgive sins, to not only meet the physical need, but the spiritual need." And you know, when Christ traveled, I've been preaching through the life of Christ. 2 years now I've been preaching through the life of Christ, going through step by step, chronologically through the Gospels. Christ met a lot of physical needs, but not without first and foremost the spiritual needs. He came to give faith to the faithless, to bring salvation. And He'll do that through pain many times. That's a purpose for that. Through the pain that we're seeing people go through. And we've got others. We've got, just as every church, I mean, there was mentions this morning from right here of families that are going through physical problems. Our small little church, we've got a family going through cancer, another family going through cancer possibly. There's a lot of things going on through there. God is giving faith to the faithless. We've seen through all of these, people get saved. People put their faith in God. People realize I can't do this without God. And they put their faith and trust in God. And then as well, for those that are believers, those that do have faith, He's increasing that faith. As a pastor, God has increased my faith. God has taught me and grown me so much. Because I realized years ago, I think probably one of the first men I talked to when I moved to moved north, one of the first unsaved men I talked to, started telling me about all the pain in his life. And I listened to him and I thought, I have no idea what to tell this man. And I prayed and God said, tell him about me. He needs me. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need Larry. He needs Christ. And He's increased my faith to trust Him to do those things. Mark chapter 9, verse 24. The man with the son. Had the demonic spirit. Christ told him in verse 23, He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out, said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. He said, I believe, but I don't believe enough. I don't have enough faith. I need my faith to grow. And God will do that. Through the blind man, He's opening hearts. Down in verse 35, back in John, they finished questioning the blind man, or he can see now. The blind man that can see, they've finished talking with him, questioning him, and he's left. In verse 35, Jesus heard that they cast him out. When He found him, He said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is He, Lord, that I might believe on Him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen Him, and it is He that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. He opens hearts. He shows His power. We saw there in verse 3, Christ told the disciples. He said, it's not this man hasn't sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Again, God has created us to show Him, to glorify Him. And when we allow Him and trust Him to work through us through difficult situations, we're not necessarily thinking about everybody that's seeing what's going on, but people are seeing what's going on. You're sitting there in the hospital and you're praying beside your child. People see it. I've been down here a couple of times and sat over in the at the Stollery Hospital there, outside the pediatric ICU there. Lots of families, and you see ones that have God, and you see ones that don't. You see a big difference. And those that don't have God, I believe they see those that are. They see someone that has a child just as sick as theirs, but they're not hopeless. God's showing His power through you. And that's not just at the hospital, that's at work. You're going through some type of situation, whatever it may be, that a lost person would just give up. But they see it and they wonder, how can you do it? You know, we just say it's through God. And God wants us to show His power through us. Everything that we do should show Him. 1 Corinthians 10:31, I'll just quote this verse to you. Wherefore, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. I don't know that people talk about life verses. I don't know that I got a bunch of life verses, but this is one of them. I want everything that I do to glorify God. That's my desire. That's the desire God put in there. God wants to show His power. Over in John chapter 11, just a page over, a man named Lazarus. Friend of Jesus, sick unto death. They sent for him. He could have been there in time before he died. But Christ knew. Christ had a plan. He wanted to show people the power of God and help people come to that point and to do that. He said in verse 4, when Jesus heard that he was sick, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. God has a purpose to open hearts, to show His power, and to teach us the grace of God. I think after 8 years on the, I guess it's not 8 years in the ministry because we were in the ministry before we got to the north. But the longer that I know Him, the more I realize His grace is pretty powerful in my life. And He has to use a lot of it in my life sometimes. And the grace of God goes a lot farther than what we think and does a lot more than what we think. Paul had pain in his life. He asked God to take it away. Called it the thorn in his flesh. God said, I'm not going to take it out. He said, but I'm going to give you the grace. I'm going to give you the grace to get through it. You know, I had a conversation with a couple of people in the Inuvik Airport here a couple of months ago. We were waiting to fly back into Iqaluit. And one was one of our nurses and the other was just one of the men from the community. Neither one of which come to our church, but we were talking about people from the north and people that had gone through cancer or illnesses and different things, and just how their attitude was through it. And we all three, even these others, we all three agreed. We can't imagine how we would react going through that situation. But we know God would give us the grace in that situation because we've seen it in others. I've seen it in my life. We've had pain in our life. Our daughter, who's just turned 18, was when she was a baby. The doctors thought she had a very rare condition, disease, something they had to, I don't remember all the details, but they had to do a scan on her and put her out while she was doing that. And very difficult time. But we walked through it. God gave us the grace to get through it. Ephesians 4:7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure, the gift of Christ. He'll give you the grace that you need. We can't plan ahead for it. We can't think ahead of how we'll do it, but He'll give it if we trust Him. You know, and all of this comes down to, are we going to trust Him through it? He has a purpose. Are we going to trust Him for that purpose? And He can reveal that purpose in many ways, not just through pain. But He has a plan, and He has a purpose. And I tell that to our church quite frequently. Because I want people, because it's an exciting thing to realize God has a purpose for my life. But I have to trust Him. And I have to follow Him. It doesn't just happen automatically. God has a purpose for pain. I don't know what you're going through in your life. I don't know who all God has this message for. I believe He laid it on my heart to share this morning. Because He wants us to know He hasn't given up on us. He hasn't forsaken us. He hasn't just thrown us out there to flounder and go through this alone. He's there. You can trust Him. You can trust Him. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You again for the Word of God. Lord, I pray during this time that You'll work. Pastor Jim.